Game 2 of 3 between the Yankees and Rangers. Andrew Cashner would be taking the hill for Texas. Luis Severino taking the hill for New York. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Elvis Andrus at the plate.
Knows the strike zone better. And the 0-2 swung on and hit in the air to right center field. And a diving catch by Ellsbury. Wow! What a play! That was going to be a double in right center field. Well, that was a heck of a play. Ellsbury running to right center made a full flat-out dive and made the catch before the ball hit the ground. Severino ready for the 2-2 to Chew. And the pitch is cut on and missed. Ran the fastball away on the outside. Even past the shortstop hole. He's playing a legit shortstop. Indeed, he's playing right near second. Pitch is low. And called a strike, though. 2-2. Struck him out swing. Blew him away. 10th strikeout for Severino.
Judge, Ellsbury, and Frazier aboard. Austin to left. A base hit that'll bring in Judge with the go-ahead score. It's 2-1 Yankees.
Ready to deal 1-2 to Mazzara. And the pitch is cut on a miss. Blew him away. And there are two down. Now Chapman is set. And here's the 0-2. Struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
3-1 Yankees is your final score. In his first save opportunity since August 15th, Aroldis Chapman notches his 17th save of the year. Luis Severino goes 7 innings, 1 run on just 1 hit with 10 strikeouts. Andrew Cashner goes 7 innings, no runs on 4 hits with 4 strikeouts. Each ends up with a no decision. A good day for Luis Severino. He goes 7 innings, allowing 1 run on just 1 hit with 10 strikeouts. He would end up with a no decision. Here's what he had to say about the game.
Popsicle man was good. I was throwing my slider. I missed a couple. And I think I threw a couple good changes.
Your stuff is that good and they don't have a hit through four. Does it already go through your head that you have a no-hitter gone? Does that, you think about that at all?
No. For me, I think that's too early. Maybe if I get to the 6 or 7, maybe I start thinking, okay, yeah, now has happened special.
You see the other pitcher throwing so well and you're trailing. Is it, what's the mentality you have?
I keep going, you know, keep battering, keep doing the best I can to hold the game over there.
Do you like being in pitcher's duels? Are those fun?
I mean, yes, of course, you know, that make you, get over there, you know, and get the best you can to leave the game, you know, and one run game. Yeah.
How nice to see Chapman back the way he was.
It's really nice, you know. I know, you know, he can throw a strike, you know. I know he can get that roll, you know, that safe. And if he can hit the spot, you know, we're going to be good.
You see, your ERA is under 1 on the road, your last 6 starts. Sometimes young guys struggle on the road. Why do you think you've been able to pitch so well on the road?
I have no idea. I don't know. But I know every time they give me the ball, I try to do the best I can, you know, to get the chance that the team to win.
Is this as good as you felt all year with your stuff? You allowed 1 hit.
Actually, I didn't. You know, actually, a couple of starts ago, I feel pretty better. I think that hit, they ran away inside. So my changeup wasn't that good, like always. So I didn't feel that I was the best of the year.
What's going through your mind there when the game's speeding along? You're down 1-0. It's getting late in the game, and you're 6 outs away from a 1-0 loss.
I know the team's gonna hit. You know, they're gonna do something to hit. But for my mind, I just think, you know, I had to get this game 1 run. You know, that 1 run game, and that's what I did.
Was that a good piece of hitting, or was it?
That was a bad pitch. A guy who told me to pitch it outside, you know, I let it run middle inside, middle in, and they hit me. Yeah.
How many other mistakes do you think you made today?
I don't know, you know. I know that one because they hit me. I know the other ones I don't care about.
Was you surprised yourself this year with the season we're having?
I mean, of course, you know. I think the beginning of the season was, you know, fighting for a spot. And right now, you know, I'm here, I'm throwing good, and giving the chance the team to win. So, yeah, of course.
Joe Girardi and the Yankees able to pull it off against the Rangers on Saturday as they win 3-1. Here's the Yankees skipper on the victory.
It's not easy, but in his young amount of time here, he's had some big hits for us. We've seen them from him. I think he's had a walk-off homer. He had a big homer in the Boston series. Just a really good approach on his part. And you're right, he's only gotten one at bat. And to be able to stay ready, it's a lot of credit to him.
Cashner really kept you guys quiet for a long time throughout this game. What was he doing so well?
You know, he just moved his fastball all over the place and has late movement on it. And it, you know, at times we hit a few balls hard, but we seemed to hit him at him. But, I mean, we just weren't able to square him up very much. He kept us off balance going in, out, up, an occasional breaking ball. But he's been throwing well. Seve's been throwing well. It was a great matchup.
When you have a guy like that is throwing so well, when he's knocked out of the game, does that almost give you a second life, a new feeling?
Yeah, I mean, you feel like, you know, it's a close game. It's one hit can change the complexion of the game. And, you know, there are a couple really big hits in this game. And one was by Matt Holliday, the pinch hit, and the good base running by Frazier to get the third, created that run for us. And then you had some big at-bats, you know, Tyler Austin and Jacoby had a huge at-bat. And so did Chase Headley, that walk. I mean, that's a really big run.
What'd you think of that shot?
Really good. Good.
Has he done anything different? Is he not flying open as much?
No. I mean, you know, analytics is huge in today's game, right? If you look at his contact, how hard he's been hit this year, it's really not much different than any of the other years. He's just given up some home runs. So, I mean, you know, I feel good about him out there. I told you, you know, this is a guy that's been too good for too long to for me to lose it. So it was good to get him back out there, and, you know, he threw well.
Joe, was Severino as good as you've seen him this year?
Yeah, he was really good today. It looked like he had great command of his fastball. His slider was good. Threw some occasional changeups. But his command was really good.
Would that have been about as tough a loss you could take?
Yeah, losing 1-0, those are tough. You know, we've lost some games 2-1, you know, as of late, too, that have been really tough. But that's about as tough as it gets.
You know, his last six starts on the road, his ERA is under 1. What have you noticed about him on the road this year?
You know, I don't really notice anything different about his preparation. You know, he's been throwing the ball great for us. So whether it's been on the road or at home, it seems like we've been on the road a lot. You know, maybe it's just kind of how it's worked out, but nothing different.
Joe, was that glare any extra today out there?
Say that again.
The glare, you feel some players that they had trouble picking the ball.
You know, hitting you're talking about?
Yeah.
I just think it's the late life on his ball, George, and I think his fastball plays up.
Joe, Chapman, next time you have a same opportunity, do you expect that you'll go back to him?
Yeah.
It's sort of been tied with you sent Robertson out.
Yes, he was going back out.
Was there any thought to sending Severino out for the eighth?
No. You know, he's 7 innings, 100 pitches. It's hot. It's enough. And I knew I had Robbie for 2, Dellen for 2, Chapman for 2, and Green for 2, probably. So just enough's enough.
You're ready for 16.
If that's what it took.
You're thinking all along with Chapman that when he comes out of the closer role that you're just going to give him a short break here until he gets.
Well, your thought is let's get him back on track and get him, you know, what he's used to doing. I mean, that's your thought process. And sometimes it can happen overnight. Sometimes it takes a little while. But the idea was just to get him back on track. Yeah, I like the way he's throwing the baseball. So, you know, and again, I have a lot of good options, but I like the way he's throwing too.
Sunday, it's Jordan Montgomery on the hill for the Yankees.